It can be hard to love yourself in a world that's telling you not to.
Magazine covers say, look a decade younger, lose the five, fix the flab. This is what our average magazine stand looks like. And it's working. We spend more on beauty than on education.
But we are here to say, screw that. You are perfect and it's not up for negotiation.
We're Lauren McCauley and Jenna Free, intuitive eating counselors and body love coaches from thebodylovesociety.com.
This is How to Love Your Body. On this podcast, you will hear about ditching the diet, loving your body, finding your happy, and living a life of freedom.
Hello and welcome to How to Love Your Body. Today, we have a quick coaching episode for you on creating a new definition of wellness. This is going to be so important for you in this journey because it's really not about letting go of all of health and wellness and saying, forget it, stop caring so much, just eat whatever you want. That's really not our main message. What we want for you and for everybody is wellness without the obsession. Feeling good, mind, body, and soul really is a part of that. So we want to help you find a new definition of wellness so we can stop focusing on the traditional one we've been focusing on in diet culture and still have something to work towards in this new way of being in the undiet world that still feels productive and full of wellness and vitality. And really, I think a lot of people feel like they have nothing to work towards in this undiet world. It's like, okay, well, now I'm just eating all the food and whatever. So we want you to feel like you have some purpose, a goal, something to work towards. So that's really what we're talking about today. So it's very important. So to start, we want to ask you, what is your definition of wellness right now? And just a little heads up, there is a worksheet that goes along with this podcast episode. If you go to thebodylovesociety.com/50, you can grab that before you listen, and you can even fill it out while you're listening, or it's quite self-explanatory. You can also just go grab it when you're done listening to this and fill it out afterwards. So the first part, what is your definition of wellness right now? What comes to your mind first? So something that may have popped into your mind or has been in the past is chicken and broccoli, going to the gym every day, doing workout programs, drinking special shakes, being on a meal plan, staying away from carbs or sugar, going gluten-free, even when you're not celiac. All of these restrictive, weight-focused diet culture notions. That's probably, I know for me, that was what I thought health was for sure. And if I wasn't on a meal plan or restricting some sort of food group or food, that I was just going crazy. So I know that might be where your past definition was, or really you might be trying to get away from that definition, but it's kind of still what you're thinking is the right way to be well or healthy. So what is this definition? That's something you want to figure out. And then you want to reflect on, where did this come from? Where did this start? Who did I learn this from? Was it a lot of the people we work with? People are saying, oh, my mom took me to Weight Watchers when I was 11. That's a huge, huge impact on your life. And that could be a lot of where your wellness ideas come from, is the system of Weight Watchers or your mom or certain magazines or the athletics you were in when you were younger and they taught you certain things. So really figuring out, where did this all come from? Where did this start is an important step. And then we get deeper and we reflect on, okay, we don't question this when we're dieting. We just do what we think is supposedly healthy, and we don't question why we believe what we believe and if it's right. So now we want to start questioning things. So is that what you truly believe in your heart, in your soul? And I know a lot of us sometimes might think, oh, I just want to lose X amount of pounds. It's like, okay, in your heart, is that really the most important thing to you, to look a certain way? And in our soul, we'll know. No, I know that's just diet culture and this and that. So if you peel it apart and dive a bit deeper, you can figure out, is that what you in your heart truly believe? Or did you just learn that from somewhere, have taken it on as true, and are running with it, and it's really causing a lot of havoc? a really good way to see if you truly believe it. Is this what you would want your kids to believe? Is this what you want your best friend to believe? Is this what you want your mom to believe? Is this what you want your loved ones to believe? And if it is, then maybe it is something you believe. Like, oh, I really value having a lot of variety of food. Great. And you want your kids to have a lot of variety of food and your friends to eat a lot of variety of food because you think that's nutritious and it's enjoyable and it's really self-honoring. Great. No problem. But if you're thinking, oh, like I really shouldn't be eating carbs and you feel guilty every time you eat carbs, think about that. Do you truly believe that? Do you want your kids to feel that way? Do you want your mom to be living that way, that she's afraid of carbs? Probably not. Sometimes it's easier to reflect on our beliefs when we apply them to someone we love than ourselves, because we really can be the most hard on ourselves. So sometimes we can overlook that belief. So reflect on that when you're diving in to discover if you truly believe something or not. And when we say you believe something, we mean in your heart, in your soul, this is coming from you, not, oh, I learned that and I'm supposed to be doing that. That's not a true belief. That was just something you were taught. And especially when we're young, we take on the things that people tell us and we lock it in that subconscious and we function on that. It's not our fault, but it is time to start clearing it up now. It is our job as adults to clean it up and make it work for us. So your belief of wellness, your definition of wellness, then it's where did this come from? Then is it what you truly believe? Is it what you want your kids and loved ones to believe? And then you want to reflect on, is this something you want to bring into the next phase of your life as an undieter? So each element of your definition of wellness, figure out which ones do I want to leave behind? Which ones do I want to bring with me? Because there might be some valuable things in there, but there's probably a lot of diet culture fueled stuff that doesn't serve you moving forward. So this is kind of sorting it all out, what's already there, bringing with us what's beneficial, and letting go of the rest.
Yes. And it's actually so exciting because you actually get to speak for yourself now. And of course, not making you wrong. We've all been there where we just learned this all from diet culture and, you know, all the things that Jenna was talking about. And, you know, it really wasn't our fault. We didn't know any better. And it's so exciting because now we get to really come from a place of our truth. So moving forward, if you strip down everything and started with a clean slate, so meaning it's as if like you've never learned anything from diet culture, like let's just say diet culture didn't even exist, like you had no opinions around body size, beauty, weight, working out, food, all of the above, like there was just nobody told you what to think or believe about it. So that's kind of really starting from that clean slate. And it's just like imagining yourself just being like reborn onto the planet into the person that you are today, into the body that you have today. And there isn't anyone or anything or society telling you how to act or think. So now that you have that visual of like really stripping it down and being reborn onto the planet without any predetermined beliefs, now what beliefs would you create around what wellness means to you? And we do want to include that this can still be traditional physical well-being, you know, things that you would think are just traditional, as in, you know, regularly moving your body, eating nutritious foods. Those are things that are already like the traditional well-being, and that can still be included in your beliefs and creating what wellness means to you. We're not making that wrong or bad. It's just really creating them from your own beliefs and not from diet culture. So we also want to be sure that you, you know, broaden your vision of wellness to mind, body, and soul. You got to have all three because it's not just about your physical well-being. It's about, you know, your mind, body, and soul. So we do want to give you some examples of what it could possibly look like, of what wellness could include in the whole three-prong mind, body, soul. So it could be like listening to your body. This might mean rest. It might mean working out. It could be pizza or salad on any given day. So all of that exists. It's just coming from listening to your body.
Yeah, the value, your definition of wellness could just be like, I listen to my body That's how I know when I'm practicing wellness. Because that doesn't mean there's any certain result. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean I'm always eating this many vegetables. It doesn't mean I'm always working out every single day. But it's like when my body needs to move, I move it. When my body needs to rest, I rest. When my body is craving this food, I'm going to enjoy it and do it without guilt. And when I need vegetables, I'm going to freaking eat them. Mm-hmm. That's a really nice one to include in your new definition of wellness because it is the most flexible one and the most self-honoring at the same time, which is really cool.
Yeah, and your body might be telling you something different on any given day. So listening to your body is a very broad way of seeing wellness, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have to be one way, which we really want to pull you away from, because wellness is not one way. It's not rigid. So listening to your body is amazing, and there's so many signals that it's giving you, and we just get to listen now. We've been like closing our ears for so long in the diet world, and now being an undieter, you actually get to like open up your ears, listen to your body, and really tune in to what it's saying. And whatever you choose, that's great. It's not making you right or wrong for any choices that you make. That's true wellness, just being able to listen to what your body's trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. So moving on to just some more examples, it's making time to be social. That is absolute wellness, I would say. Like, that's like soulful. When you get together with your girlfriends or whoever it is, your loved ones, whoever you're thinking in your head, like that really is important to have, you know, in this wellness definition, because community and belonging is definitely part of that. Enjoying your favorite foods without guilt. Like, if you can take guilt out of eating, like, that's so freeing, and it's really, really amazing just for mental health. Can you imagine just like enjoying food and then like having just like a free feeling instead of like all these negative emotions going in your body? Like, the energy that's going to be flowing through you when you can just eat food without guilt, that is wellness for sure. Being flexible and letting go of rigidity when it comes to food and fitness. Like, you could still, you know, flexible eating is so nice, because yes, you can still eat the vegetables and the salads and all the nutritious food. And it's not like that's how it has to be forever. And if you ever go off of that, now you're for some reason wrong and bad, and you're now not being healthy. That's not true. Wellness is when you can be flexible with what you're eating, and all foods are allowed, and there is that balance. And of course, not that right in the middle, smack dab in the middle balance. It's the balance for you. So it's feeling good and moving. It's like swaying, and you just feel great making any flexible decision. It's like nothing ever has to be rigid ever again.
I think that's so huge. I would encourage you, especially in the past, if you have been rigid or the type of person who goes, oh, I had a cookie, screw it, may as well go crazy this weekend, start again on Monday, include flexibility in your new definition, because I promise you, the person who can enjoy a salad at home and the next day go out for pizza with their girlfriends, salad and pizza are always those are two of my favorite foods, so I just always talk about them. But the person that can do that with ease, I promise you, has more wellness overall than a person who has to eat a certain way on certain days at certain times, no matter what the food is. Mm-hmm. Having that flexibility, I know when I became flexible and was able to go to dinners and not freaking order a green tea and eat before I went and then have green tea with my friends, like, that was so depressing. I was eating quote unquote healthier foods then, more nutrition probably overall. But I was not healthy overall. I was so rigid and strict and limited in my life that it was affecting my day-to-day life. And when your rigidity, when your structure, when your program, when your plans get in the way of living your life, it's not really very well-rounded wellness. So having that flexibility is such power. Because then you can have it all. You can have as much salad as you want, have vegetables, have all the things that you might still see as diety, and then also live your life, enjoy all the other stuff too. That's the way to do it. That's the way to have that balance.
It definitely makes you like just like the feeling of just like not, of just like that peace and ease. Because I remember like I could maybe get like the wrong milk in the past, this is not now, I could get the wrong milk in my latte at Starbucks and lose my shit. Like if I ordered one way and they did it another way, I would like completely have a meltdown and I can't eat it. I have to throw it away. I have to change it because I couldn't enjoy all milks. Like it had to be like one way. So now it doesn't really matter if they ever mess up my order because I truly can have any milk that comes in my latte. Of course, maybe I prefer one or other over the other, but it's flexible. And that just feels so nice. It doesn't have to be like end of the world, lose your shit type of thing if your food isn't right.
Oh my gosh, I know. I think I've told the story before, but I'll never forget when I was with my old roommate and her parents and I ordered a Diet Coke, which I still drink Diet Coke. I like it better than regular Coca-Cola. There's never anything wrong with any specific food or drink. But I was like, this doesn't taste like diet. And I made such a stink about it. And my friend was so embarrassed. And now I'm embarrassed thinking about it. Because now I would just be like, oh, it might not be diet, whatever. And I would just drink it. Yeah. But yeah, that was embarrassing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we could probably go on and on and on about like everything that we did. And it's ridiculous. But just to keep moving forward, this can also include like just the flexibility with fitness. Just because you go to the gym one day doesn't mean you have to go every day now. Just because you don't have to do anything in a schedule ever again, if you don't want to, if that works for you, great. And you feel good about that, great. But there can be flexibility. If you were planning on going to do a workout and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I feel like I just need some rest today and I don't need to move or I don't want to move. That's amazing. That's wellness. You're honoring your body when you rest instead of move because that's what it's asking you for. So there's always that, you know, colorful area, that gray area that we live in as undieters. And then of course we can go on and on about what can be added into this new definition of wellness, but also just setting boundaries with those around you. That's like a really big one where you can actually tell people what you need, what you want. You can ask for help. You can do all of that. And I would say that's a very healthy thing to have in your life. So this can include so many things. Like I said, just think what would be the most important to you to include in your new definition. Because even though we've said a lot of these things, it doesn't have to be yours if it doesn't land for you. So just make sure that it truly does come from you, what feels good and aligned within your body.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely go grab the worksheet at thebodylovesociety.com/57 because this is episode 57. That's why that is. But, and then you can fill it out and keep this definition somewhere you can see it. Maybe that's at your desk or on your fridge or somewhere that you see every day by your mirror. So you can be reminded every single day of what you are living and working towards. So if you're already in it and you're living it, it's a nice reminder to be like, oh yeah, it's so important for me to be flexible. So whatever. And it might remind you to let go a little bit and practice that flexibility. And you might just be still working towards it. You might be like, I'm still totally inflexible. Like I am rigid as hell. That's okay. This definition really can be a goal. It can be kind of that beacon that you see on the horizon and you're heading towards it. At least it's somewhere to go to. If you're just like, oh, I'm just going to like not diet anymore. It kind of leaves you in this ocean of like despair and not knowing where you're going. But when you have a new definition of wellness, even if you're nowhere close to living it yet, it kind of gives you that lighthouse in the distance. Like, okay, I'm headed over there. I want to be flexible. I want to make time for to be social because I get hermit-y and I feel really upset when I do. I know we have all these tendencies, right? So whatever's most really going to affect your life, include those things. Then you can follow that lighthouse. Even if it's very slowly, you know you're headed in somewhat the right direction. So this can be really powerful for you, even if you're still repairing your relationship with food and your body. But if you don't have anywhere to go, you're just like, hey, I'm just out in the middle of the ocean, nowhere to go. You can't head in the right direction without anywhere to go. So that's what this is all about. So again, to get your worksheet that goes with this episode, go to www.thebodylovesociety.com/57. You'll be sent it immediately so you can work on it. And feel free to have a look around our new website as well, where you can learn more about the Undiet Academy launching in July, which all of the stuff we teach you is little snippets coming from our work that we do with clients, where we dive so deep from A to Z in this work and really get you to a place of wellness without the obsession, off of the diets, off the rigidity, easy flow with food in your body. And that's what everyone we talk to is asking for. The main things people, so if you're identifying with this, this might be a great fit for you. Most of the women we work with say, I want to stop thinking about food all day. I want to feel good in my body. And they still want the wellness, a little bit of a wellness focus. They want health still, just not the way they've had it so far. So if that sounds like you, definitely look into the program. The page is up so you can get more information about it. And it is launching in July. So on that page, so on the website, when you go to thebodylovesociety.com, you just click on the On Diet and you'll have all the information there. And if you scroll a little ways down, there is a button that you can join the wait list. So you'll be the first to know when it is available for enrollment. So you can grab a spot because they will be limited. So on the website, you can also get, this is a lot of information, I know, but it's all just on thebodylovesociety.com. So if you just go there and search around, you'll find everything. But you can grab our free mindset audio training. That's a new audio training we have up on the homepage of the website. And then there's, of course, all the podcast episodes and more there, and a place where you can contact us if you have
And we hope that you like our fresh new look. We got that vibe going, and let us know what you think about it, because we're really excited about it to get new, fresh pictures up there, because, you know, Jenna and I see each other maybe like once a year or less, so it's so nice when we can update and be together in the same photo and switch it up. So really hope you enjoy that as well.
Exactly. So let us know when you grab that worksheet how it went for you. We have our Facebook group for the podcast you can join if you want to talk about this topic more. Just look up How to Love Your Body podcast in Facebook, and we will see you next week.
Bye.